Pacific Spaceport Complex Facilities Director Bruce Walter enters what looks like a locker room. It's important that no dust gets through.
This is where you would don your white robe, if you will, booties, pants, hoods, and you'd walk through the air bath, which is just a big air jacuzzi. Gets all the dust off of you. HEPA filters at the bottom to take the particles out. And then you step into the clean room.
What's known as the clean room is big and well lit. The ceiling is so high that it dwarfs anyone that enters. It's like a cathedral, but for spaceships. This building is where staff prepares satellites, also known as payloads, for launch. What looks like a rocket is set up on one side of the room. It's dark gray with orange lettering along the side reading Vector. The company says it's 43 feet long and 42 inches wide. Walter explains it's a test model.
They're going through the steps to make sure that all of their procedures work with the real vehicle. This is, again, it's a mock-up. If you look in the back end of it, it's just a big empty tube.
John Garvey, president of launch services for Vector, says the exercises this week are part of a test run. They're focusing on the operations, like moving the vehicle around.
And we're just trying to establish that as the basis so that when we move up to the next level, issues like transporting it, picking it up, erecting it vertical will already have been accepted as normal, so we can start working on the next level of functions.
He says they were out at the facility on Tuesday and continued with exercises today. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche for KMXT.